What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 296. In this episode, I'll discuss the dosing of beta-lactam antibiotics in the setting of augmented renal clearance. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode296. Augmented renal clearance, or ARC, of medications has been reported in 30% to 85% of patients in the ICU, depending on patient-specific factors. A 2015 review article found that there is a clear association between ARC and subtherapeutic antibiotic concentrations, as well as literature suggesting worse clinical outcomes. An ARC score, which is a weighted scoring system, may be used to predict whether a patient is at risk of ARC. Patients get 6 points if they're 50 years or younger, 3 points if they're admitted for trauma, and 1 point if their SOFA score is 4 or less upon ICU admission. An ARC score greater than 7 is associated with 100% sensitivity and 71.4% specificity for detecting ARC. This correlates with a 75% positive predictive value and a 100% negative predictive value. It's been proposed that an 8-hour urine collection for creatinine clearance calculation be obtained in critically ill patients with a serum creatinine less than 1.3 and either an ARC score greater than 7 or traumatic brain injury or subarachnoid hemorrhage. If the measured creatinine clearance is greater than 150 mLs per minute, higher doses of antibiotics should be considered to account for the augmented renal clearance. For antibiotics with therapeutic drug monitoring, the effects of ARC are readily identifiable via drug levels and adjustments can be made accordingly. However, beta-lactam antibiotics do not have therapeutic drug monitoring options in most hospitals. Beta-lactam antibiotics are primarily renally eliminated, and ARC would be expected to dramatically affect antibiotic exposure. Beta-lactams exhibit a time-dependent pharmacodynamic profile. Maximal bactericidal activity occurs when concentrations are 4 to 5 times the MIC. In addition, the time spent above the MIC should be about half of the dosing interval for most beta-lactams. For this reason, prolonged or continuous infusions of beta-lactams will enhance the fraction of the dosing interval that is above the MIC in patients with ARC. The doses of beta-lactams that have been studied for use in patients with ARC are as follows. Piperacillin-tazobactam, 4.5 grams over 4 hours every 6 hours. Meropenem, 2 grams over 3 hours every 8 hours. And cefepime, 2 grams over 3 hours every 6 hours. In the case of piperacillin-tazobactam and cefepime, these doses will have an 85% chance to attain the desired pharmacological target for MICs as high as 16. In the case of meropenem, it's unclear whether MICs above 2 will attain the desired pharmacologic target. For this reason, I conservatively use an MIC of 2 as the cutoff of feasibility for meropenem in patients with ARC. It should be noted that a creatinine clearance of 150 mLs per minute is what most studies of beta-lactams in ARC have used. In patients with significantly higher creatinine clearances, alternative dosing strategies such as continuous infusions of cefepime or piperacillin-tazobactam should be considered. If the MICs are found to be lower than 16 for piperacillin-tazobactam or cefepime and 2 for meropenem, the intensity of antibiotic dosing may be scaled back. Patients with dose adjustments made based on the presence of ARC should be monitored for both drug toxicity and for resolution of the augmented renal clearance. My Hospital Pharmacy Academy will help you take your clinical pharmacy skills to the next level, whether you're an experienced hospital pharmacist that wants to keep current and relevant in a competitive job market, or are looking to gain confidence and knowledge in hospital pharmacy practice. To learn more and get a video tour of inside the Hospital Pharmacy Academy, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.